The Sabbath created by Christ, June 15. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. The Sabbath was hallowed at the creation. As ordained for humanity, it had its origin when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, peace brooded over the world, for earth was in harmony with heaven. God saw everything that he had made, and, behold, it was very good, and he rested in the joy of his completed work. Because he had rested upon the Sabbath, God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, set it apart to a holy use. He gave it to Adam as a day of rest. It was a memorial of the work of creation, and thus a sign of God's power and his love. The scripture says, "He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered." The things that are made declare the invisible things of him since the creation of the world, even his everlasting power and divinity. All things were created by the Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, and since the Sabbath is a memorial of the work of creation, it is a token of the love and power of Christ. The Sabbath was embodied in the law given from Sinai, but it was not then first made known as a day of rest. The people of Israel had a knowledge of it before they came to Sinai. On the way thither the Sabbath was kept. The Sabbath was not for Israel merely, but for the world. It had been made known to the human race in Eden, and, like the other precepts of the Decalogue, it is of imperishable obligation. Of that law of which the fourth commandment forms a part, Christ declares, "Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law." So long as the heavens and the earth endure, the Sabbath will continue as a sign of the Creator's power. And when Eden shall bloom on earth again, God's holy rest day will be honored by all beneath the sun. From one Sabbath to another the inhabitants of the glorified new earth shall go up to worship before me, saith the Lord.